Right. I've come on holiday to a place, new place called Kitewood Camping, and I'm here with David, who's the mastermind behind this whole new venture. So, David, tell me about Kitewood and how it's come about.
Okay. Well, Kitewood is actually I love to claim mastermind privileges over it, but actually it's the land here is owned by Kevin and Claire Bird. And they already run one campsite called Tricling Camping, and it's a campsite that has yurts and teepees and an area of camping as well that you can put your own tent. And Kevin and Claire bought this woodland about 4 years ago, and they've been trying to think of a way that they can make the woodland pay for itself. I approached Kevin about a year ago asking if I could manage part of the wood for coppice, and I'm a coppice worker really, so I manage woodlands and I make a variety of woodland products. And as part of the conversation, as the conversation evolved, Kevin said that he'd really love to get a campsite going down here. Kevin was brought up in Canada, and he did all his camping in Canada, and there they have areas of woodland, you have a fire, you have somewhere to shelter, you have loads of space, and that's the kind of ethos that Kevin and Claire both put into Tricklin, and it's what they wanted to put down here. And so with that in mind, we started cutting out coops and started cutting out pitches. We onto the central area, which we called the Kutch, and is a timber-framed, canvas-covered area. And from there, that was the plan we set, and this is our first year out. And we've been lucky enough to have loads of guests come through and say kind words about us. And we're looking to the future now and want to evolve it and make it bigger and better. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's been fantastic. We were, not sure what to do this year and kind of started looking around and happened upon it and kind of, it seemed ideal and it's kind of, lived up to expectations and more. So what are the plans for the future? Kind of?
Well, we like to keep it small. We want to have maybe a maximum around 12 pitches. We've got 9 at the moment. We like to put a teepee down here and maybe one other structure. And from that, I think we just add little bits, add little niceties, take into account what people say about it and try and change things here and there to make it better and more interesting. We like to think about education as well. I think it's a great resource here, perhaps, for doing education projects, having people coming along and learning about the wildlife that lives in these woods.
Yeah.
And also, I like to develop my other side of the wood here as well with the coppice work and keep all that business going. And it'd be really good to have this as an illustration of a woodland that could once again pay for itself, and that without grant money, without any other funding, that the woodland, by diversifying, doing camping, doing coppice, and a few other things going into the mix as well, that this woodland could become more biodiverse and more sustainable and bring in an income for a family.
Fantastic. I was going to say about the wildlife, we just did the pond dipping kind of this afternoon.
Yeah.
Phenomenal, the number of different species you can kind of, scoop out of what on first glance might appear to be just a brown ditch or kind of, and you've got all this life kind of in there. And it's just fascinating really when you kind of scratch the surface. And
absolutely. I mean, this was untouched woodland for 15 years. So it's the wildlife here is fantastic. We see an amazing array of stuff. And that pond's only 4 weeks old, but it's already got amazing amount of wildlife in there, which is which is great.
So. Fantastic. Cheers. Thank you very much.
No worries. Pleasure.
I've seen another pond up near the